This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Strange theories this hour, remarkable discoveries, questionable claims, and unsatisfying endings. That's what's in store for us this hour as we peer widely into the cosmos and then land in the fragile point of light in a single eye and one fragile human life who gave it for the people of Syria, a people still dying in their civil war. We remember this hour the courage and complexity of the late war correspondent Marie Colvin with her last collaborator, Paul Conroy.
Gaddafi certainly has supporters. There's a lot of people who are angry at him and want him out. I would say there's a larger population that wants change, but is very nervous of the violence that could entail. Millions on the street saying, "I love you, Gaddafi." I don't see it.
The voice of Marie Colvin on The Takeaway from Tripoli, Libya, almost exactly 2 years ago on this program. More about Marie Colvin later this hour, but first, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite. Peter Higgs predicted something that has been dynamite in the world of particle physics. The Higgs boson, named for Peter Higgs, the supermassive particle predicted by cosmologists and string theorists to be the subatomic agent that confers the mysterious and essential property of mass to all matter. Higgs gets the Nobel Prize for Physics, we learned today, along with Belgian theorist François Englert, honoring the prediction, at least partially confirmed by the CERN Large Hadron Super Collider in July of 2012. Joining us now, Brian Greene, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So what does this confer? It's a great theory, is what the Nobel is honoring here, a great experimental result. Exactly how does this parse out from your view?
Well, all of the above. It is a tremendous insight that Peter Higgs and François Englert and his now deceased collaborator, Robert Brout, gave the world in the 60s, this idea of how to give mass to fundamental particles. But it was just an idea when it was put forward. It was just math. And then through the powerful collisions at the Large Hadron Collider, recreating conditions unseen since the Big Bang, that idea was confirmed through experiment.
Now, you've done enormous amounts of work on string theory, superstring theory, and the cosmology of all this. Take us back to the 60s. How hard was it for Peter Higgs and his collaborators and François Englert to think ahead, to sort of really imagine their way to this moment the Nobel Prize is honoring?
Well, they did what most theorists spend their lives doing, which is put forward ideas to solve crucial problems. And the crucial problem of that time was how to confer heft, mass, resistance to being moved, accelerated to fundamental particles. And they did it through pure equations. It was a brilliant insight, a powerful idea. But usually when we theorists put forward mathematical ideas, they're ultimately wrong, not because we make a mistake, but because nature doesn't make use of all the ideas that come out of a human brain. Here's a wonderful case where what they thought of actually describes how the universe works.
How does a particle that seems to have mass all by itself confer mass? That confuses me and a lot of other folks.
Well, the idea is that without this Higgs notion, which I should probably say envisions, that space itself is filled with an invisible substance, a kind of cosmic molasses is not a bad way of thinking about it. Then when other particles like the electron try to move through the cosmic molasses, this Higgs field, they experience a resistance. And that resistance is what we think of as the heft, the mass of the particle.
Are we back to the Michelson-Morley ether in the universe, or is this something much more complex and closer to the truth?
No, you're absolutely right. It does start to sound a little bit like an ether filling space. And in rough description, it is like the ether. But also what you say is vital, because when you study the details, this notion of the Higgs field doesn't have any of the bad, unfortunate, unacceptable features of the ether. In particular, it doesn't select any perspective as being special. And that's how Higgs and others came to an idea that's consistent with all we know from relativity, that every perspective is as good as any other, and yet they were able to confer mass through this molasses through space.
Finally, Brian, does the Nobel end the debate or begin a lot of new ones here?
Well, we certainly know that the Higgs particle of a certain sort has been found by the accelerator, at CERN, but it could be that there are many Higgs particles, or maybe they're small deviations from the original idea. So there's a lot of work still to be done. So it's the opening of a door to a new era in particle physics.
The Nobel Prize in Physics honors the discovery and prediction of the Higgs boson. Brian Greene, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University, thanks so much.
My pleasure.